The holding daf kuf dalan on the base, the new perik. Mishnah says, Shnei dayonai gzeirois hoyib Yerushalayim. There was two pair of dayonim that used to make gzeirois in Yerushalayim. Gemara will explain it. Admoin v'chan v'chanon ben Abishalom. These were the two dayonim. Admoin and Chanon ben Abishalom. Now Chanon used to say, Shnei dvor, he said two things. The chiddush was that Rashi shlohayu chachamim moedim loy. He said two chiddushim that the chachamim did not agree with him. And Admon oimer shiva. Admon said seven things that the chachamim did not agree with him. Now, mi shohol lach lamdinas ayom. Let's say a man leaves his wife and goes over the ocean lamdinas ayom. The ishtoy tovas mizoynis. And while he's away, the wife wants to have watidon. She asks Bezdin to give him a zoynis. The locher is Chanan Oimer, Chanan holds Tishava Basoif Veloy Tishava Batchila. She does not have to swear at the beginning, only at the end. That means Rashi says Kishe Yishmu Boy Shemes. When we hear later that the husband died, V'tova Ligbos Ksubos, and at the end she wants to collect the Ksuba Tishava. Then she first has to swear Shleikva Biyode Mishabai Leklum, that she did not hold back any money from her husband. But now when the husband left her, she goes to Bezdin and says, I don't have food, Tidon. So Bezdin goes down to the fields and sells them and gives her money, Tidon. And now she does not have to swear to Bezdin to say like she doesn't have money from the husband. That's what Chonin says. She only has to swear at the end. When she collects the ksuba, then she swears all the time that she didn't hold any money back. But at the beginning, right now, when she's going down to get the mezoinos, she does not have to swear. But nechluku olav b'nei kahanim gedolim, the kahanim gedolim argued on Chonin. The yomer, they said no, that tishava ba'tchilu basoif. She has to swear at the beginning, not only at the end, but at the beginning also. Now when she wants to go to Bezdin to collect money to get the mezoinos, and the Bezdin wants to sell the husband's property, she has to swear to Bezdin first that she does not have any money from her husband. Omar Rabbi Doise ben Hukinis, Kedivreyem Omar Rabbi Yechonen ben Zakkai. Like them, Rabbi Yechonen ben Zakkai also said, that what? That Yofu Omar Chonin, that it's good. Omar Rabbi Yechonen, I said, Omar Rabbi Doise ben Hukinis Kedivreyem. He also said like that. But Omar Rabbi Yechonen ben Zakkai, Yofu Omar Chonin. Yechonen ben Zakkai said, no, it's good what Chonin said, that lo tishav ela b'soif. She only has to swear at the end, when the husband dies and she wants to collect the ksuba, then she has to swear before she collects it, she doesn't have any money from the husband. But at the beginning, right now, it covered her mezoinos for the food that she needs, she doesn't have to swear. Bezdin has the right to sell the property to pay her without her swearing. Mor says, Rumini, have a kasha now. We learned, shloisha dayona gizelos hoyiv rishlayim. There were three big dayonim, and also it says here gzeilus that used to pass kinshalos about gzeilus. Somebody stole things in Yerushalayim. So Mishnah only says there were shnei dayonim gzeilus. There were three dayonim, and the end of Brisa says there were three Admoin and Ben Gedoy v'chonan Amitzri v'chonan Ben Avishalom. So it says, I mean Admoin Ben Gedoy, that's one, v'chonan Amitzri it's two, v'chonan Ben Avishalom that's three, and our Mishnah only says two. So where it says, first of all, kasher tlas atrein. One kasher is, here in the price it says there were three dayonim, and our Mishnah says there were only two big dayonim in Yerushalayim. And kasher gzeiros agzeilus, and our Mishnah calls them gzeiros, they made degrees. And in the price there it says gzeilos, mashkin mashma, they passed in shalis about gzeilos. So where it says, vishlei matlas atrein lekasher. That's not a theory that our Mishnah says two, and here it says three. Techoshev leketoni, telechoshev leketoni. Our Mishnah is talking about the two that were very choshev. As Admoin and Chonon ben Avishalom, they were very choshev. Mashenkin mashmer is Chonon Hamitzri wasn't so choshev. That's why the Mishnah doesn't include him. Elo gzeiros agzeilos kasha. Chritza kasha is a called the dayonim of gzeiros making degrees, or else of gzeilos pasul in shailos about nizok and about stealing. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, it means to say like this: Shoyu goizrin gzeiros al gzeilos. There's no stira. that these dayonim used to make gezeiros. Rashi says it means kenosos. Used to pass in kenosos about gezeilos. Kedatanya, like we learned like this. Kitma netiyah. If somebody went down, his animal went down, and he ate off the ketiyos, netiyos of somebody else's field. Rashi kitma netiyos kasinim babakama. If your animal went into somebody else's fields, and your animal did damage there, it cut down the roots of a tree. It says how much do we have to pay? So, they used to make gezeiros, how much you have to pay in the case of gezeiros where they did some damage. Rabbi Yossi says, Goizrei gezeiros in Yerushalayim Omrim. The dayanim that used to make gezeiros in Yerushalayim used to say, Netiya ba'ashenosa shtei kesef. That if your animal damaged somebody else's netiya, means a young growth, that's only 1 year old, you have to pay two kesef. Ba'ashteishon, and if the growth is already this little tree, sprout is already 2 years old, then arba kesef, you have to pay four kesef. So that was the gezeiros that the Bezdin used to make. He used to say exactly how much you have to pay for the damage that you did. Or a minute, I have another kasha. Says Sholosh Dayana Gezeiros Yerushalayim. It says there are three Dayanim that made Gezeiros in Yerushalayim. And now Mishnah says there are only two. Here it says Admoin, Vechonun, Vinochum. It adds on Nochum. Some Rapapa says Mantan Nochum. Who is the one that learns Nochum is also a Dayana Gezeiros? That's Reb Nosani. That the Yochid Reb Nosson learns like this. The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Nosson, name Reb Nosson says, Af Nochem Amodei, Mi Goizrei Gezeirah Shibishlaim Hoyu. But for Hoydu Loi Chachamim, the Chom did not agree to Reb Nosson. So therefore, it's good, the Brisa goes like Reb Nosson. But our Mishnah goes like the Chachamim, that they disagree, that this Nochem Amodei was not from the Goizrei Gezeirah Shibishlaim. For the Gemara, is it true that there were only two big dayonim that made gzeiros in Yerushalayim, v'su leke, and more not? I've Omer Rav Pinchas, Omer Rav Yoshiya, Sholei Shmeyos, there were 300, v'tishim, v'arbo, and 94, bote dinim oy Yerushalayim. That's how many bezdins, bote dinim, they had in Yerushalayim. Mamers, 394. And kinegdom, bote kinesiyos. That's how many shuls they had in Yerushalayim. O kinegdom, bote midrashos. That's how many Beis HaMedrash they had. People came to learn. Hamoli used to have two separate houses, a Beis HaMedrash and a Beis HaKnesses. So that's 394. Ukineg den Botei Sofrim. That's where they also had Botei Sofrim. They used to write the Svarim they used to write. Rashi learns Botei Sofrim, Rashi learns the Lambda Tanoikas. They used to have Cheder to teach the young kids. So kids, there were a lot of Dayanim in Yerushalayim. So Akram Mishnah only says two. So Mora says true. Dayonim tuvehevi. That's true. There were a lot of dayonim in Yerushalayim. V'chi kamrinon. When does our Mishnah say there were two? Ah, goizrei gzeiros kamrinon. On the big dayonim that used to make gzeiros, the ones that used to make up their own degrees, there were only two. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Goizrei gzeiros Yerushalayim. The dayonim that used to make gzeiros in Yerushalayim, hayu noitlin schoron, used to get their pay. Their paycheck was Tishim v'teisha mona, 99 mona, and where did they get this from? Mitrumas haleshcha. It came almost from the kochim, from the trumas haleshcha, from the money that was collected from the machzor shekel, the leftover money from the trumas haleshcha. That's what they were paid from. So Rashi says, Neutlin schoren or misparnas in himenel. They lived on it. V'vishlohoyu asukim lachton. They didn't do any other work. They only worked dayonim. So they also have to how to live. So their paycheck was this amount, 99 mona, from the Trumas Haleshcha. Loi Rotzot, they didn't want to accept it. It wasn't enough. Mosifulim, they would give him more. So Mora says, Loi Rotzot, Mashav, they didn't want it. Mashav, they stam, asked for more. Otto Rishoy Yaskinan. We're talking about the big dayonim now. We're talking about such Rishoyim, Rashi says, Shenoitlin, Scha, Lodin, Yoisim, Chechayim. Mashma, that this is enough to live on. So now they stam want more money. That's like a Russia. Such a person shouldn't be a Dayan if he wants to become rich like from Dayonis. So Gemara says, Elo, what it means to say is like this. Loisifku, let's say he had a big mishpacha, and this much was not enough for him to live on, then afa pish loirotsu, even though they did not want to accept it, they didn't ask for a raise, Moisifun alayim. they used to by themselves add on, give them a race. Karna have a shokol astiro mizakoi. Karna was a dayin. Now when he used to pass on the shayl, he used to take this amount of money, a seller, as she says, mizakoi, from the one that he passed in, for his benefit. V'yistiro michayiv. He took the same amount of money from the person that he passed on, he was chayiv to. V'doyin ludin, used to pass on the shayl. So Mashma Karna used to take money from the two people before he passed in the Shaila, and then he went to pass in the Shaila. For the Gemara of Heichid Avri Hochi, how was Karna allowed to do this, take money before he passed in the Shaila? I have looked, see if the Pasuk says, V'shoichat le'sikach, you're not allowed to take bribe. So who if he got paid for it, it's like bribe. V'chitayvim, maybe you tell me, Hani, mili Heichid, ilo shokum etavayu. Bribe, shoichu, would mean if he doesn't take from both of them. Then Dilma Osili Atsluye Dino. Then we'll say the one person that paid him, he'll try and paskin better for him. That's called Sheikhid, one person gives a bribe. But over here Karno, Kivon de Shokum Itavayu, since over here he accepted the money from both of them, both Dayan and both people paid him over here, Loyosil Atsluye Dino. Here it's not called like a bribe, he won't go look to one side more than the other side, because both paid him the same amount of money. So that's Vadimara. But the Chilayosil Atzluya Dina Mishari, even if you want to say he won't tilt towards one side more than the other side, is it mutter to take money? For a tiny we learned like this. The Pasuk says, V'shoichat loisikach. You're not going to take bribery. Not Tamaloyma. What do we need the Pasuk for? Im lelameit shaloi lischay sesachayiv. If you want to tell me that you can't paskin to, for a person that really should be chayiv, to make him okay lischus, or else v'shlo lechayiv es hazakai. If you don't want it, you don't want it, you don't not to be mechayiv, not to make wrong the person that's right. For the Gemara, for that, harei kvar nemar, the pasuk already says loisita mishpat. You can't change the mishpat. Don't change it around. Whoever's chayiv has to be chayiv. Whoever's potter has to be potter. So what do we need this pasuk for? Elo afilo liska es hazakai. Even if the person that's right, still you can't take money from him. Even the person that's wrong, you can't take money. As Amr Torah says, for sheichat leisikach, you can't take sheichat. So I tell you, hani mili heichad the shaka b'tera sheichat. That's only if you take a b'tera's bribe. Even if you take bribe, you're not, you have to. Even if you pass in the right way, you're not allowed to take sheichat. But that's if you take a b'tera's bribery. But Karna, when Karna, this dying Karna took the money, b'tera's agro have a shakel. He took a b'tarvus to pay, like that was his job, that was his work. He needed money to live on, so he took it for his pay. That's mutter. For the Gemara of b'tarvus agri mishar, even for this is a mutter to take pay for the work for the dayonis that you do. For your tanam, we learned like this: ha'noit el schar lodoin. If a dayin goes to paskin the shayla and he charges money for it, the din is din of b'talim. The psakdin is no good. So you see, a dayin is not allowed to take money. So again, how could Karna take money? So I tell you, honey, immediately when do we say that? Agadino. If you stam have money to live on, and now you want to take stam money for the din Torah, that you're not allowed to. But I tell you, Karna, aga b'teilo, heavy shakel. That Karna took money with the pshat was, he had another job. And for him to go to Paschal Nishal now means he had to stop his job. So since he had to stop his job, like he was losing out. So that's called aga b'teilo. The money that he's losing out for not doing his work, that's what he got collected now for. That's called Schar B'Teilo. For the Gemara V'Yaga B'Teilo Mishor, even this is a Mutta. For a Tanya we learned, Mechoyer HaDayin, it's not nice for the Dayin, Shenoito Schar Lodin, if he takes money for his Dayonis, Elo Shadino Din. But if he does take money for it, Yishno, the Psak Din that he says is okay, the Din is good. So Gemara asked, now, Hei Chidomi, what are we talking about over here? Why is it good? Ilay ma'aga din, if you want to tell me the dayan now is taking pay just for his dayanus alone, says so. Dinoy din is what he does good. For a tanya, we just learned not like that. We just learned that hanoy tos charlodin, a dayan that takes money for his dayanus, the din is din of betelim. The din that he does is bottle. It's not called a good din. So who you see pum fakert that the din he passes is no good. Sakam Avil, we say, even though we shouldn't have taken the money, if he takes it, though, it's good. Ela agar b'teilo, the chur here we're talking about, the dayan is taking money for the b'teilo. In other words, he had another job, and now that he has to stop his work, he's losing out on his own paycheck, so the money he's losing out, he's allowed to collect now. Uketani, still it says over here, Mechuyer HaDayin, that it's not nice for the Dayan that does it. Since so, how come Karna did it? Karna was a chash of a Dayan, most probably you wouldn't do something that's Mechuyer. So Gemara says, Hanin Mili, when do we say that? B'teilad le'muchuch. Only it's not nice if people don't know about it. It's called B'teilad le'muchuch, it's not known, it's not clear cut, how much you're really losing out for making your psak din. But I'll tell you over here, Karna B'teilad le'muchachu. Here was a clear cut, exactly we knew how much money he's losing out. Why? To have a toyi b'yamavra, dechamri. Because what Karna used to do was, used to smell the wine. V'yoyiv le'zuzin, used to pay for that. So Rashi says, the v'teya b'yamavra dechamri. Ma'reyach v'yoyitzos yain. He used to be a person that went down to the warehouse of wine and was able to smell the wine to see if it's still good or not. And people used to pay for that. Ezer Roliskayim, which wine is good that will stay a long time? The Corolis Calcula, which one is becoming sour already? And maybe that one you sell right away? This much money we get every single day. So maybe such a case, he's allowed to take the Schar Patela. And Kiho de Rafuna, like Rafuna. Ki Hebi Osladina. When he used to go to Paschal Nishayel Lekaimei in front of him, Kiyasa Din Lekaimei, when a Shayel of a Din Torah came in front of him, Omalu, he said to them, Hovuli Gavro Didoli Becharikoi, give me a person that will take my care of my job. Trashi Kiho, Tevetei Lemuchashari, Havli Gavro Didoloi, Mizmaya, Mashkai Sadoisai. Like what he used to do was water the fields. So if you want me to stop doing my work of watering the fields, and you want me to give up psak din now, you have to take somebody in my place, pay for somebody. And then I pass in the shayla. So you see where it's clearly how much money you're losing out by making your psak din, that's called the tailor de muchach, and that the dine is allowed to collect. Omer Rabbi Yavua, Bo'orei, come and see, kama sim yuis a neyen shomakamble sheichet, how blind the eyes are of people that accept bribes. Odom choshbienu, person has, let's say, an ayek. Nice same moment of rifle. What do you do? Go to the doctor. Good, they charge you now $100, $200. Sofik misrapa, sofik ain't a misrapa. Okay, doubtful, maybe he'll heal you, maybe not. But for hein, what they do, noitlin shavapruta. These people take bribes, only take mamash, even a small amount of money is a bribe. O misamim enayim, and they mamash blind their eyes. Shenema the posik says, ki ha shoychet yave pichin. Shaykhid will blind the smart person. So kids, you shouldn't take bribes. Tana Rabbanim, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Ki ha shaykhid yavar eini chachamim. Bribery will like blind the eyes of the smart. It's called v'chaim l'tipshin. For sure, if he's dumb anyway, he's a tippish anyway, for sure if he takes bribes, he'll become worse off. Then it says, V'salev divrei tzadikim. He'll make krum, the words of the tzadikim, they won't be straight anymore, he'll be a little bit off. It's called v'chaim l'rishoyim. For sure, for Russia takes bribes, for sure will go all the way off. For the Gemara, midi tipshim rishoyim b'nei dino ninu. The Chura Pasuk is talking about dayanim here. Is a tipish or a Russia a person to be a dayan? El hachikom, this is what the Pasuk means to say. Ki ha-shoychit yavar eni chachomim. That means afilu chacham gadol. Even if it's a great big talmud chacham. If he takes bribes though, it's no good. For l'keach shoychit, and somebody that does take bribes is an aniftim in oilam b'loy simios halev. He won't leave this world until mamish's heart will become like closed up, become like blind. Then the salav divrei tzadikim, he'll make krum, he'll make crooked the words of the tzadikim. That means afilu tzadik gomer. Even if the person is a tzadik gomer, v'loy keach shechit, but he takes bribes, is he won't leave this world until he loses his mind a little bit. That's what I mean to say. Now you're a tzaddik. But if you take sheichet, you can end up to be a tipesh. You can end up to lose your mind, and still you want to pass on the shalom. It's no good that way. So kitzur, now when you're smart still and you're a tzaddik, don't take sheichet. Mor says, Ki Yosir Ravdimi came. Omar, he said like this,
that Dorosh Rav Nachman Bakoyin. And Nachman Bakoyin made a drosha. My dichse, what does the pasuk say? Melech Bamishpat Yamud Eretz. V'yish Trumos Yasenu. The Melech Bamishpat stands up, but a man of Trumos will destroy it. It means like this. Im Doime Dayin Lamelech. If the Dayin is like a king, Shein Et Saruch Lechlum. He doesn't need anything. A king doesn't need anything. He has all the money he needs. He doesn't need people to give him money to take bribery. He is such a person. He's a good Dayin. Yamud Eretz. If he's a Dayin, he'll keep the world going. In other words, a person that doesn't have to come on to other people won't take bribes. But if the Dayin is Dayin like this, Trumais, means like a Kayin that doesn't have his own money, he has to go around to collect Truma. That he has to go around collecting Truma from different people. So that's a Svara, then he would accept a bribe. He needs people. He has to come on to other people. Is the Arsena. Such a Dayan is no good. Don't take a Dayan that has to come on to other people. He'll just take bribes then, and he'll come out a wrong din. Omar Rabba Barav Shayla. Hai Dayna Tishoyel Shilta. A Dayan that has to borrow things from his friends is Postal Maiden. He's no good to be a Dayan. Same Svara. Rashi Derav Elishim of Nehiroi Behemoth Sekalim. A Dayan that's used to borrowing things, either Kalim or animals, he can't be a Dayan. Because it's like Shechet, when he goes to Paschim for the person he borrowed from, he's automatically going to do something good for him. So he's supposed to be a din. He doesn't have what to lend back. If he himself has what to lend back, then less lombo. Then it's not so bad. The pshat is you borrow now, and they'll borrow back from you, so then you don't owe them anything. So again, that won't be like sheikh, it's not called bribery, you'll end up not owing, then you could be a dayan. For the Moraini, it's not like that. For Rava Shoyel Shilto Midevei Barmerian. Rava used to borrow things from Devei Barmerian. Afagabdullah Shailiminei, even though they did not borrow back anything. And still Rava was a dayan. You see, even though the dayan has to come on to other people to borrow from other people, still he could be a dayan. Tamar says, no, I tell you, Hosom, Liach Shavinu, Hudaboy. The reason why Rabbi did it over there was to be Machshavin, to make him like a Choshev person. So he didn't take it stam as bribery. He took it to become Choshev for himself or the other person, to make them Choshev. They gained on the deal. Therefore, that was Mutta. Either means to make himself Choshev, like he had to do it. To show that he's choshev if he borrowed from these people, or else it means he wants these people to be choshev that they're borrowing from Rava. The kol posim wasn't stam as after he used to borrow. Normally he didn't need from other people. He just did this to make them to be like a choshev person. Omar Rava, my time of the shoychta. What's wrong with shoychta? What's wrong with a bribe? What's the reason? What's wrong to take money if the guy wants to have a good din? Gemara says the svar is kivon de kibbalei shoychto mino ikruvelei daite legabei. When you take bribe from a person, you like to become close to him. Vehevik gufa and your mamish like his guf. Since he gave you money, you start to think that he's right, and your mamish like he himself. And the klal is. A person doesn't see anything bad about himself. That's why he can't be a dayan for somebody else if you took bribe from him. Because if he gave you bribe, he becomes like you, and therefore you can't paskin, you won't be able to see anything wrong for him. Tomorrow, my sheikhat, what's this lashon of sheikhat? It means shehu chad, you're one. A person that gives you bribe, it means you and him become like one. Therefore, you can't be a dying for him. You're like goofy that you won't be able to see anything bad for him. Amar Rav Papa, Lo'lidin inish dina laman derochem lei. Somebody that you love, somebody that loves you, you shouldn't be a dying for him. Again, since you love the person, you'll only try and find the good, and you won't be able to see the bad in him. For lo laman desani lei. Somebody that hates you, your enemy, also you can't be a dying for. Why? The Rachem, the one that loves you, lechaz lechayva. You can't be a dying for him because he'll never see something wrong what he's doing. The Sani le, the person that hates you, lechaz lechusa. You can't be a dying for him. You never see anything good. So mele dying can't be for somebody that he loves or that he hates. Omer Abaye said like this:
Hai tsumim rabbonin, the young tamilich chom, the young rabbonin, the merach milay, the b'nei masa. If the people in the city love the tamilich chomim, you should know it's no good. If the people in the city love the tsumim rabbonin, la mishum the mile tvei, not because they're very very good people, hela mishum la mechiyachlu b'minu d'shmaya, because the tamilich chom don't give them techocha, don't tell them what they're doing wrong, don't give them musa. In other words, if you have real Tamilich Chom in the city, how could the Balabatim like him? Like what they should be doing the whole day is telling them, you do this, it's wrong, you do this, it's wrong. They should be telling them the whole day what they're doing wrong. And if the people in the city like them, the pshat is that the Tamilich Chom are not doing their job. They're afraid of the Balabatim, they don't want to open their mouth. They'd rather be nice to them, so they're not doing their job. That's no good. That if the people in the city should not like the Tsumim Rabbonim, they should be given the Musa the whole day, they cannot take it. Right. Omar Rav said, Meresh at the beginning, Havamina used to think, Hani b'nei Mechuzah, the people of my town, Mechuzah, Kula Rachmin, they all love me. Avikiva and Avidina, but when I used to be a dying for them, I mean, I thought like this now. Minayu Sanali, some people are sure going to hate me now. Of course, when I have a din Torah, for one of them, I'm going to have to paskin that he's wrong, he's going to lose out. So that person, Mestam, is going to come to hate me. But some people are going to like me. The people that are paskin, you gain, you won, they're going to like me. But Kiva and the Chazoy, when I saw though, demand the Mechayiv Lehidna, cause Zachil Mocher, none doing. But they used to have a lot of din Torahs there, and today he was right and he was wrong. Tomorrow, just the opposite. The one that was right yesterday is wrong today. So the kids, everybody got a good patch from Rava. Like everybody there, eventually, one day or another, got a chayva, came out to be wrong, that he had to lose money. Now Rava said like this, I mean, I think like this. Imarachmim kularachmli. If they're going to like me, everybody's going to like me here. Whether I do good or bad, because everybody gets it from me. So either the law is going to like me, imisani kulasanli. If anybody's going to hate me, the pshat is they'll all hate me. In other words, because I'm a dying now, and I pass it for everybody, the way I think. So sometimes he's right, sometimes he's right. Everybody gets the same type of psak. Turn around, but it went like this. The pasuk says, "V'shoychat le'sikach." You're not going to take bribes. And it's sorach loy meshoychat bamin. It doesn't only mean you can't accept money. Before you want to pass in the shayla for Reuven, you can't accept money from Reuven. Not only that, ela afilu shoychat vorim. Even if the person just talks nice to you, also you can't be a dying for him. Nami yasa, that's also wasa. Mid like siv betza lo sikach. If it just meant money, it should have said a stronger lashon of betza. Betza means money. Should have said money you shouldn't take. Why does it say shoychat? Shoychat means any type of bribery, even if the person talks nice to you. So the mara hechi dami shoychat dvorim. What's the case of shoychat dvorim where somebody spoke nice to you? Kihodi Shmuel, like the case of Shmuel, have ova b'mavra. Shmuel was going over on a ferry. Also, gavra, a man came to him. Yoyev la yodei. The man gave his hand to Shmuel. The kids he wanted to help Shmuel. But Shmuel was getting up, so the person handed his hand to him to help him get up. Omalei, so Shmuel said to this guy, like Maya Vidcha, what are you doing here? All my life, the guy said, you should know, deniously, I have a din Torah to go to. And Bashar said, I want you to be my dayan. So therefore, you know what I'm doing today? I'm being nice to you. I'll help you get up so that tomorrow when you have the din Torah, you'll be nice to me also. All my life, deniously, I have a din Torah. And like, please, Shmuel, you be my dayan. All my life, Shmuel answered back to him, Pasilna l'chol adina. I'm not fit now to be a dying for you. Since you did this something nice to me today, that you gave me a hand, you helped me get up, I can't be a dying for you. That's also called Shechid. So Metzias, if somebody did a favor for you, tomorrow by the Din Torah, you're going to try and do something nice for him that he doesn't deserve. So that's also called Shechid. You can't pass the Shaila like this. Amemer, another case was by Amemer. Have Yosef, he was sitting down for Kodoyin Dina, and he was in the middle of a psak din. Porach Gad Faresha, a bird flew on top of his head. His Osu Gavra man came, Shakle took off the bird off his head, helped him out. Omale, Samayma said to this guy, Maya Vritcha, what are you doing here? Omale Dinisli, I'm waiting online to have a din Torah with you. I want you to be my dayin.
Omalei, Sameim said to him, Mishino, Pasun l'choladina, I'm post, I can't be a dying for you. You helped me out just now, you just took the bird off my head. I have to thank you, give me yashikoyach, I can't be a dying for you. Marukfa heavy shode reika kaimei. Marukfa once had a spit. He spit in front of him. Is also garva man came kisayu and covered up the spit. So Marukfa said to the person, Omalei, Maya Britecho, what are you doing here? Omalei, dinisli, I also have a din Torah to go to, and I want you to please be my dying. Omalei, Marukfa said back to Mishno, Pasuna l'choladina, I'm post, I can't be a dying. This is all called Sheikhat Varim. Doesn't have to be bribery of money, but any time the guy does you a favor, that for that you'll try and act extra nice to him, for that you're possible to be a dying.
All right, turn over.